Pope Benedict XVI began his second weekly general audience ever on Wednesday morning by recalling his commitment to continue on with the text of reflections on the Psalms and Vespers pre-prepared by his predecessor, Pope John Paul II.
Come ho già preannunciato mercoledì scorso, ho deciso...
The psalm selected was number 120, which was sung just before the Holy Father read out his message.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this week's catechesis, we consider Psalm 120, one of the songs of ascent, which accompanied the ancient pilgrims on their way to the Temple of Jerusalem.
Pope Benedict explained that this is a psalm of faith because on six occasions the Hebrew verb shema resounds. In this word, which means protector or custodian, we see how God is our true carer and protector from each risk and danger.
The psalmist begins by lifting up his eyes in preparation for an encounter with Israel's God in his holy place. He then invokes the Lord as Israel's God and strength, who constantly watches over his people and saves them from every evil.
The Pope went on to describe how we can have the certainty of never being left alone or abandoned by the Lord. He describes the importance of the Lord protecting us from the burning rays of daytime and the scary moonlight of the night. This psalm, he says, tells us also that there is day after night, light after dark, and that we must have total faith that God will be faithful equally to us in this way, by bringing us the good when there might be evil.
This faith-filled profession of trust in God's provident concern, which accompanies us at the very moment of our lives, has resounded for centuries in the Church's liturgy and in the prayers of her saints. May the Lord indeed protect us from every evil and grant all that our hearts desire, both now and forever.
As he did last week, Pope Benedict XVI greeted the pilgrims in a variety of different languages.
My warm welcome goes to all the English-speaking visitors present at today's audience, including the pilgrimage groups from England, Ireland, Australia, Canada, and the United States. Upon you and your families, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
But after giving his greetings in the more well-recognized language of English, Spanish, Italian, French, and his native German, the Holy Father spent a considerable amount of time using the more Slavic ones as well. He began this segment by greeting Croatian students.
Dragi profesori studenti Zadarskoga sveučilišta, sve vas srca pozdravljam i blagoslivjem, hvaljen Isus i Marija i Maria.
From this greeting, he moved into Czech, Lithuanian, Hungarian and Slovakian, which took him then to the language of his predecessor, John Paul. Indeed, this message in Polish reflected the others, with his entrustment of these countries and the people in them to the protection of the Virgin Mary.
Polesam was opiesi Marii Królowej Polski, serca vam błogosławiam.
Returning to Italian then, the Holy Father received an immense applause when he announced the importance of his speaking in this language as, after all, he acknowledged, I am the Bishop of Rome.
Alla fine ritorniamo all'italiano perché sono Vescovo di Roma.
The Holy Father went on to invite the youth of the world in this, the month of May, dedicated in a special way, as he said, to Mary, the Mother of God, to learn from her school the true way to love and to follow Christ in everything. After this message, he went on to bless the sick and the newlyweds who were brought to him straight after the audience.
May Our Lady help you, dear sick people, and look with faith on the mystery of suffering and welcome the salvific nature of each cross. I entrust all of you, dear newlyweds, to the maternal protection of the Holy Mother, so that you may live a climate of prayer and love like the familial home of Nazareth.
Following his audience message, Pope Benedict XVI said the Lord's Prayer and then imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nomen usque in seculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Well, in the sunny St. Peter's Square, for the express purpose of receiving his first apostolic blessing from this Pope, was Franciscan Friar Liam Kelly from the Kerry Diocese in Ireland.
Well, this is my first time in the St. Peter's Square for an audience with Pope Benedict, and like Catholics everywhere, it represents being confirmed in my faith and really remembering that I'm part of a universal church. I'm from Ireland myself. But I know that people throughout the world are looking to Rome in these days and seeking encouragement and seeking the encouragement and affirmation of this newly elected Pope. And so I suppose I'm here for his blessing and also for words of encouragement and words of affirmation that we'll be strengthened and supported in our faith and witnessing to the risen Lord in these days of Easter.
Father Kelly said how he, his diocese and the faithful he knows are responding to Benedict XVI's request that we pray for him.
I think we're all with him in our prayers in these days. Everyone knows what a difficult task it is to be the shepherd of 1.1 billion Catholics throughout the world and at a time of great trial and stress in the world. And so we're helping him as much as we can with our prayers, and we hope that his will be a time of great blessing. His papacy will be a time of great blessing for us and the church throughout the world. So we look to him with great confidence.
But why is prayer so important at this time?
Well, prayer is our only hope because we are in difficult times, as you've said. And for those of us who have faith, prayer is our relationship with the Lord, in whom there is no fear and no worry, but only the trust of hope and glory. And so we are united with the Pope and with all people of goodwill in praying to God during these difficult times, that there will be light in the world and hope.
Father Kerry described how this Pope recalled the month of May being for Mary, but also reminded us that the feast of Corpus Christi is contained within the month as well. Thus we remembered together the theme of this year of the Eucharist and its meaning for this new pontificate.
Pope John Paul II began this Eucharistic year, and it's left to Pope Benedict to see it through. But the Eucharist has to be the centre and the summit of all Christians, of all Catholics' lives. And it's very much at the heart of each Christian's life and approach to Jesus. And so we're with the Pope in affirming our belief and our faith and our love of the Eucharist in this year of the Eucharist, and realising that all missionary work, all evangelisation, has at its heart the risen Lord and the Eucharist.
Another theme currently running through the Holy Father's messages, and one that we saw again on Wednesday morning, is that of young people.
There's signs of great hope in the church. It's marvellous always to come to Rome and see that Rome is a very young church and that the Church of Rome is a young church. And I'm given great confidence and hope in seeing the response of so many young people at home in Ireland, but especially here in Rome, to words of encouragement, words of affirmation that come from the Pope. And also through a great and generous response to Jesus and the Gospel. I think the Gospel speaks to people in every age and of every stage of development. And as always, there's always this hope of a springtime when we see young people responding generously to the Gospel call and to the Gospel challenge. That's my hope also.
Our thanks go to Father Liam Kelly of the Kerry Diocese in Ireland, sharing with us there his first impressions of this week's papal audience.